last Friday, there was an attack on a town called Benchu, which is the capital of South Sudan's oil-producing unity state, by the opposition forces against the government, which is still controlling most of that town. And large numbers of civilian women fled from the town to the UN base. And many of them told us that they saw child soldiers being used by the government defending the town. We also saw child soldiers ourselves when we were in the town, and multiple observers from humanitarian agencies, the UN, you know, many different observers. Everyone has seen them. They're being used openly by the government in these towns for the last several weeks. And kids that we spoke to also said that, you know, they and other children had been posted out to defend areas around the edges of the town for the last few weeks as well.
So then this is going on despite South Sudan's 2008 Child Act, which forbids the use of child soldiers. In addition, they are also breaking international law.
They are breaking international law. It's also a war crime to use children under the age of 15, and at least some of these children are 15 and younger. It's very sad because South Sudanese Army, which, as you know, became a national army in 2011 when South Sudan became independent, before that was a rebel army, have actually taken considerable strides over the last few years getting rid of their child soldiers, releasing them, demobilizing them out of their armies, and getting them back home with their families. We're actually getting quite close to having a child-free army. So this is a real step back, actually. We should also make it clear that there are many very credible allegations. We know that child soldiers are being used by both sides. It's not just the government forces. There have also been the use of child soldiers by the opposition and their allies as well.
What is the government saying about their use of child soldiers?
They have different responses. I mean, people on the ground or people who are closer often say that, you know, the children come looking for work, and that is true. Some of them. There are also cases of forced recruitment. At the top level, there is acknowledgement that this is a practice that shouldn't be happening. And the government did sign a recommitment with the UN earlier this year to prevent the recruitment of child soldiers and ensuring that schools are not occupied and that any child soldiers are released from the army. So at that level, at least, we've seen a commitment to ending this practice, but we would like to see that commitment follow through with action on the ground.
What needs to be done to stop it?
The leadership, the government and the military leaders need to put out orders and make it very clear to their commanders in the field that the use of children in the army for any purpose, not just for fighting, but also for other duties, is completely forbidden and must be stopped. They could also establish monitors to people who can work with the UN to release the children who are with the army now. And we need to also see the international pressure on both sides, not just on the government, but also on the opposition, to end this abusive practice.
Wars and conflicts are just very, very devastating. How is this particular conflict affecting the children there?
Of South Sudan's population as children. It's a very young population. And kids have suffered horribly in this conflict. The humanitarian situation in South Sudan is devastating. You know, the 1.5 million people displaced from their homes, people living in horrible conditions in IDP camps, for example, in the towns of Benchu itself, in Malakal, like living in flooded areas, water up to their shins. The medical humanitarian agency, Médecins Sans Frontières, has put out some information recently talking about children in Benchu, in this town, where, you know, kids have been dying every day over the last few months. There's wars going on, there's battling going on. We've repeatedly seen in this conflict how civilians, including children, have been targeted and killed because of their ethnicity or their presumed allegiances. Despite all the kids face a very real risk of recruitment into one or both of these forces.